So extra.
Here we are, episode 007.
How's everyone? How are you? How's it going? I'm
trying to survive.
Yeah.
This is Elsa, by the way.
This is Jessica.
This is Aithu Podcast. Thank you guys so much for listening. Today's episode is going to be all about our beauty routines.
So listen in. See you.
Make a drink and listen.
Make a drink. So we're talking beauty, which really means like everything and anything. I don't know. How did you get into like a beauty routine, or do you have a beauty routine?
Well, I know I told you this before, Jessica. My mom actually didn't let me wear makeup until I was like 15 or 16. One of the first, I know, it was kind of old school. My mom is really progressive in some things.
Does Mama also listen to this?
Yes, she does. She knows. She won't, like, try to negate the info that I'm giving you.
So what did she think the makeup was doing?
I have no idea.
And you went to, like, an all-girl school, right?
Yeah.
Oh.
So my mom, I don't know if you guys remember, but in the 90s, there was this clear mascara, and it wasn't brow gel. It was like clear mascara. That was the only thing I was allowed to wear until I was probably like 16.
Wow.
I remember my quinceañera was a big deal because I got to wear eyeliner, and I was like, oh my God, I look so grown up.
I'm a lady now. Wait. You had a quinceañera?
I mean, it was like a little quinceañera. It was in my tía Mari's backyard, and the priest went there and like did a whole mass, and then we had tables and food and all this stuff. So it wasn't a traditional quinceañera, but it was a celebration.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have one.
You didn't have
like,
one at
period.
All?
I got braces.
You know what? Is that by choice or necessity?
No, I mean, well, you know, my parents weren't like making buku bucks, so they didn't want to really pay for like a bunch of my deals to get drunk.
Pretty much what it is.
Exactly. So I didn't have one. They were like, do you want a quinceañera or do you want braces? And my teeth were pretty jacked up. So I was like, braces, please.
Holler at me, straight teeth.
And the thing is, at the end of it, the braces were hella more expensive than the actual like party would have been, if only because my teeth were that messed up.
I would have never known, Jess. Your teeth are so straight.
Nope. I had a serious overbite, and I had one baby tooth that never, it fell out, and then the other one just never came in. And so they had to go in and like cut it open, cut the gum open, and then put a little like metal lasso around my tooth. And tie it to my brace, and then every so often they tighten it. So I go every 2 weeks and they tighten it.
Oh my God. Coaxing the little baby tooth.
Bringing it out, yeah.
What?
Yeah. It was real painful. Oh, and then I had to do the little bands, and I mean, the only thing I didn't wear was headgear. Thank goodness. I still have like braces nightmares. It's kind of fun.
That would have been the frosting on the proverbial puberty cake.
I mean, both TJ and I say that we went into high school with, like, braces and acne and glasses. So, meant to be, for sure. But, like, as far as beauty, like, we have the same kind of vibe of, like, clear mascara. But I've kind of started buying stuff here and there. And my mom was an Avon lady at some point. So, we always had it in the house.
Mm. And you know what? It is so crazy. Because my mom would do her makeup every day, like Glamorama.
Because she is glamour. 80.
I know she is. But like a smoky eye. Even when she had to go to work at like 5 in the morning, she would be fully done. Head to toe. Hair, makeup, pantyhose.
And I can barely get to work by 10.
I know. The struggle. So yeah, that's so funny that she was like all done up. And then I don't know how, if I have...
Maybe it was just like a grown-up thing. Like once you start wearing makeup, like you're for sure an adult.
Yeah, and I don't know how I'm gonna be if I have children. I don't know what kind of rules. I haven't really thought about it that far. But I feel like I do see girls nowadays that are 13 and they look like they're 21.
Well, because they're YouTube celebrities and they do makeup better than we do.
This is true. They do know how to contour.
Contour AF. I don't know. I kind of. It was very haphazard until a few years ago. I don't think I was ever very serious about it until, like, I kind of started to dabble more, like, and really, like, know how to do, like, eyeliner and stuff. And even then, I'm not great at it. It's like a muscle. Like, the more you do it, the better you are. And I have pulled back a lot from makeup. But I think it's also just kind of turning 32 that you're just like, oh, man. What is this new wrinkle that hadn't been there before? What happened?
I think moving away to college was what really helped me find my makeup footing. Because my roommate Colleen, at the time, she was like makeup maven of the century. And her mom would always buy all this makeup. So I kind of learned from her. And then it was kind of picking up tips and tricks, because when we went away to college, there was no YouTube. Mm-mm. There was barely the internet. Like AOL style. So I think it was a lot of like looking in magazines for tips and tricks, and
you know, but like I feel like kids have it so, I mean, hard these days, obviously. Social media sucks for y'all and like everything they have to go through, but they can do whatever they want.
The world is in their fingertips.
It was always like teen whatever, Teen Beat and Cosmo kind of telling us, like, you can't wear this if you're going to wear that. Or if you're redhead. Or if your eyes are brown. And now it's like, break every rule, please, and thank you. Like, you know, the amount of makeup that we put in our faces now, it would have been, like, not okay to do it. Like, in... You know what I mean? Like, natural beauty in magazines was always like, I just put on some tinted lip balm.
Woo, you fancy. You know what the crazy thing is, now that you said that about, like, rules and generations and everything? I had a customer today, actually. Her name was Miss Mary. She was in there with her husband, Ronald. Anyways, they were probably in their 70s, I would say early 70s. And she was super, she was like a hoot and a half, but I remember her distinctly saying that us quote unquote youngins have it easy because we're not afraid to break rules and we don't feel the need to stick to societal norms when it comes to just like makeup or even going out of your norm and comfort zone when you have people or magazines telling you not to do this. Like, we're making up our own rules and seeing what works for us, when generations before have really just, I guess, had less available. Or
I think it was just dictated by a certain group of people, and that was it.
Yeah.
And now it's like there are more voices, so you can do whatever you want. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's lovely.
And it spews into makeup, obviously.
Yeah. I think when I finally made, like, when I bought my first Laura Mercier or whatever, I was like, okay, I am into makeup now. You know what I mean? I started buying all of the HD stuff from Sephora. I was like, this is it. And then I kind of went into waves. Again, it's like, I go and wear a lot, and then I wear none of it. Or I wear a lot, and then I kind of trickle back down to just, like, a tinted, like, CC or something. I don't know.
I just don't feel... First of all, I need to point out that the irony of this episode of how we talk about our beauty routines while we're recording this barefaced, neither of us have makeup on right now. I
literally just wiped it off.
Yeah. And I just didn't even bother to put makeup on today because it's been one of those days.
I mean, and I think too, like, beauty these days, like, people are really into K-beauty and, like, going 12 steps in. And I'm like, I consider it a win if I actually took off all my makeup before bed.
I have to take off my makeup.
But your skin is so great for it. Like,
no. I mean, I have friends like Chrissy. Shout out to Chrissy. She has the most glowing skin, one, because she just had the babies. But two, even when we were little or younger in high school, she was one of the girls that would never wash her face, like, go to bed with her makeup on.
That was my vibe, and now all of a sudden I look like a shoe. I look like a leathered shoe. I don't know. It's just, I think I need to hydrate more. I need to just kind of do more to my face a little. Just like a little effort.
Do you do masks?
Not as often anymore because I kind of want to get into what goes into them. Uh-huh. Like, Target has a beauty box. Did you know about this?
Oh, no. I think you told me about it the other day, and I never really researched.
And so they only had it online for a minute, and then they it was like a monthly thing, and then they brought it in stores.
What? So it's in the store now? Mm-hmm. Okay, I haven't been to Target in about 3 weeks. So I know. I'm telling you, it's been a crazy whirlwind.
April's nuts.
Yeah.
The beauty box. It's $7 and it varies by month. And so literally the one for this month was called All the Masks. And TJ pointed it out and I was just like, I need that. But I want to kind of get into more non-toxic stuff, which is hard. And like, there are some products that I love that I will refuse to give up, but I kind of have to, or I might in the long run. So with masks, a lot of them contain alcohol, which dries you out. And with the fibers, I'm like, I don't know if I need all of that extra stuff in my face.
When we would, when I lived in El Paso and I lived with the boys, we would have spa Sundays. Mm-hmm. It was amazing.
I need to start that.
Nobody has time for spa Sundays anymore, but it was a fond memory. And like,
so what would you do?
We would do masks and like manicures, and I remember a couple of times we went the whole nine yards. Like, we had cucumbers on our face. It was back in our younger days when we had less worries.
I love it.
But it was amazing. So I feel like making that little extra effort just for yourself is probably a good idea.
Yeah. I mean, as far as makeup goes, you're pretty good at like having like your eye and your lip. Like, I know you're done up when you have both of those on.
And like, if I'm missing one, then like, something's
what
wrong.
What's going on?
Yeah. That's so funny. And I don't know why we grew, like, I grew up with my grandma always wearing lipstick and my mom, obviously. And so we always joke, like, we can't take photos.
Gotta get my lipstick
Heaven
on.
Forbid you take a photo without your makeup. I mean, not your makeup, without your lipstick. So then we always say, you have your lippy stick on? You have your lippy stick?
My mom was never, like, she's the oldest of, so she's the oldest girl in a line of, like, 14. So she's got 8 brothers and 5 sisters. But she had to like work pretty early and like in the field, so you're not putting on makeup for that, you know. Mm-hmm. So I think she kind of did her own thing when she was young, and then like as soon as she kind of had to hustle with us kids and like, you know, life, she's kind of pulled back from all that. And I feel like I had to learn how to girl on my own a little. But that's the one thing that she did always wear. Like, the lipstick was a must. Like, even now, she doesn't have anything else on, but she'll have some sort of lipstick on. And, yeah, I think that's when I started wearing the red lip. I was just like, oh, well, I get it now. You just look that much more done. Like, oh, yeah, you tried. I don't know. Are there any products that you are, like, ride or die with?
Well, it's so funny because earlier this week... Chrissy, we have a little day one thread text message. It's me, Chrissy, and Julene. And she had the girls, so she hadn't been putting a lot of makeup on, but she's like, okay, I am needing to get back to myself. I'm going to do a non-makeup look. Mm-hmm. So she's trying to bare bones it. And I told her about BB cream by L'Oreal. It's my favorite ever, and that's what helps me look awake 75% of the time. And it comes out white, mm-hmm. but it kind of changes to the color of your skin and matches your skin.
Whoa.
Yeah. And it's called Magic something, because it is. It has a purple cap on it, and it's
isn't
normally...
Isn't it like True Magic or something? Like
maybe, something like that. It's L'Oreal. And it's usually in between $10-ish and $12-ish dollars at Target.
We'll post photos later, guys. Sorry, we weren't prepared for this one.
I know. I need to have my all my products lined up, but that one really does help out. I don't know what people did before BB cream, because I can't wear powder by itself. My face just looks ghosty.
I'm like an extra step. I'm like primer, foundation, and then powder.
Okay.
I need that primer. I need that stuff that sticks to it. Like, I don't know what it does. It fills up my pores, I guess, but...
Does the primer even out the skin tone?
It helps the foundation do that, okay, for sure.
Like, see, I feel like I get too oily if I put foundation on.
I feel like my oil is what's going to keep me looking not super duper haggard when I'm old. Like, it's moisturizing all the time. And, I need to be better about moisturizing. That's the one thing. But I've always been an oily kid. Like, even when I was, like 15, younger. This is, like, the one story that I always tell Teej. But I had this one science teacher who stood up for me when all the girls were bullying me in class. And we were talking about sebaceous glands and, like, all those, like, the oil-producing glands. And they were like, oh, like, Jessica's face. And
No way.
Yeah. And it's like, and the guy was like, well, actually, it just means that she's going to look younger.
Did you turn around and say, damn right?
No, I mean, the thing is, when a teacher defends you, it kind of gets weird. So I was just like, you're just trying to, like, get swallowed by the earth. But that really stuck with me because it's true. Like, I'm in my early 30s, but I don't think I look... sometimes I do. Like, if I'm not hydrating, it's bad. But
do you moisturize at night?
I have been getting into that habit.
I always moisturize at night. That's another thing I learned from my mom. Is she would always put oil of olay in the evenings. And she would use Vaseline to take off her eye makeup.
Wow.
Yeah. And oddly enough, I don't really do that now. I use more of, like, the
micellar water.
Mm-hmm. Or makeup wipes or Godsend.
Yeah, I do those and then I go in. Obviously,
like a cleanser.
I have to do that and then a cleanser. And then micellar to get everything off. And then toner to make sure that everything's off again. Oh my goodness. I just started dabbling in toner. Everything non-alcoholic and, like, usually... one of them's Witch Taste Whole, which is, like, $6 at Target. And the other one was $5 at Trader Joe's. And it's, like, a rose. And it just kind of feels nice to refresh.
Ooh. It's like you go to the spa every night.
Basically. You know, and obviously it doesn't happen every night. Last night we got home from dinner and we kind of just, like, hung around. And all of a sudden we're asleep.
Uh-huh.
Like, dead asleep. And I woke up at 1. Like, oh, what? Brushed my teeth. Did all that. I don't know. Is there anything you would suggest to someone, like, like a secret product?
Secret product?
Yeah.
Well, my BB cream is that. My favorite lipstick ever.
The Revlon Color Stays.
Yes. The Revlon HD Ultra. It has a silver cap. I cannot tell you how many times people ask me about it because they think it's something super duper expensive. Or they think it's MAC, or they think it's,
ColourPop.
And it's literally $8. And sometimes Walgreens has a deal where it's buy one, get one half off. And then I buy 20 of them. Just kidding. No, I have, 10. I already have my colors. One is, Obsession, because I'm obsessed with it. And then the other one is Amour. So it's like a pink and a red. But if
I think
you guys
we have the same
it,
colors.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Those like, are...
I'm going to go get them.
Get you.
Entertain the crowd.
Okay, so while Jessica is doing that, I need to tell you guys about my traumatic experience this week. Sometimes when I get stressed out... excuse me. You know how everybody shows stress in different ways? Well, my face loves to bring out styes in my eye. One time when I was working at Forever 21, we were going through like a really stressful floor set or something like that. And I had the most hellacious sty and it was kind of like a cluster of them. Anyways, this week, the reason why I don't have makeup on or I haven't had a lot of makeup on in the past 2 or 3 days is because I feel a fiesta sty coming up. I have named him Steven. And he's going to be out there partying with me unless I can get rid of him beforehand. Steven the sty for Fiesta. And Jess is walking back with her colors.
I can't find my red one, but I did bring the other two.
What are the color names?
Obsession.
Yes! Yeah. That's the pink one!
It's great. You need it. I mean, because we're not really the same skin tone.
No.
Either, but it fits. And again, you can wear whatever the felt, whatever you want. And then this one.
Yeah, Obsession.
What is this one? Can you see a name?
That one. I think I might have this one too. Or my mom has this one, I think. Devotion.
Devotion. That's a good one for the winter, I think, for me. Like, just whatever. It adds some color, but not anything crazy.
It's very sweater weather.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What else? I always have to wash my face. I can't be one of those girls that sleeps with makeup. I just... Because then I'll pay for it, like Muncie was saying.
Yeah.
I'll pay for it 3 to 4 days later.
What are some of your stores, like your go-to stores for good stuff?
Walgreens, Target. I used to go to Ulta a lot, but then I heard, well, my mom told me that they got caught up in some kind of scandal, you guys. If you haven't heard this, be careful what you get at Ulta, because they've been, from what I hear and what has been said on Facebook, this is not me spreading rumors. She's just, I know we're all girlfriends here, but
messenger.
Yes, I'm just the messenger.
Wait, what are you talking about?
That they've been taking back products, mm-mm, and just like wiping them and putting them back out on the sales floor.
Mm-mm.
Like, it has been, I don't know how they proved it or how they found evidence. I don't want to know how, but I've kind of, my Ulta days have waned a little bit just because I'm scared to go. So check always the packaging. Make sure that it is sealed, obviously. And just, you know, have your own back when it comes to makeup.
Yeah.
What do you like? What is your go-to? NYX is always good for
eyeshadows. I struggle
with
that brand.
Really?
Yeah.
Eyeliner?
There's some things that I really like and some stuff that I'm like, no, thank you. Like, it's really good for me for, like, primer.
Mm-hmm.
Like, eyelid primer and their unicorn highlighter.
They have a unicorn highlighter?
It's not called that. It's called, like, Eclair something.
I was going to legit walk up into NYX and be like, can I see your unicorn highlighter?
It's one that's, like, downright holographic. And it's great. Like,
I haven't
people,
seen that one. Well,
when I wear it, they're like, what?
The record scratches?
Yeah. Like, wow. That's a really great highlighter. And I'm like, because if I'm going to wear a highlighter, someone better freaking mention it. Like, I don't want to look like a raver.
Stop.
No one noticed. I mean, yeah, that's kind of my vibe with makeup right now. Like, sometimes I feel like I wear it, quote unquote, too much. But it just, no. I think it's just kind of like, if I'm going to be in the office, I have to consider it more war paint than anything.
Uh-huh.
Just kind of like, this is me for the day. Deal with it.
Uh-huh.
For a while there, I was wearing, like, just really dark purple lipsticks.
Uh-huh.
I think I was going through a phase.
I liked it.
It was
mad
good.
At it.
No, mm-hmm. I liked it. But it's just kind of one of those things, like, whatever, I'm going to wear it. It's fine. This is my face. I think it's funny when people say, like, oh, she wears too much makeup. It's like, no, I'm not wearing it for
Who
you.
Who tells you that?
No, not me, but just in general. Like, when dudes are like, oh, she'd be so much prettier if she didn't wear makeup. Or
yeah, guess what?
Makeup.
They don't even have to worry about that, so
yeah.
That is not for them to say.
Don't wear it for you. My favorite, it was what is it, Drake? That one song, his first big hit, The Best I Ever Had, where it was just like, you with no makeup and sweats or whatever. And I'm like, that's
okay,
nice,
John Mayer.
But no, thank you.
Have you ever heard Comfortable by John Mayer?
Yeah.
Ugh.
No, we're not going to talk about that.
Okay,
right now.
Anyways.
Anywho.
Since we're talking about feeling like ourselves, I just don't feel, I don't know if it's because I've conditioned myself. And because I see so many people on the daily, I just don't feel like myself unless I have makeup. So that's my, I feel like I look weird without it. And my eyes are real small, so I feel the need to define them. Like, my eyes are little itty bitty.
I mean, that makes sense. That's like the most striking difference when I saw you, like,
uh-huh,
today. I was like,
girl, what's wrong with you? Why don't you feel good?
Oh, shit.
No, I'm just kidding.
My thing is, like, it really just depends on my time. If I have enough time to put on the face, I'll do it. If not, it's just like, because it is, I mean, if I bring out the whole thing, it is several products. On the weekend, though, unless I'm going to an event, I'm literally wearing primer, foundation, powder, cream blush, mascara, and, like, whatever lip. That's it.
How long does that take you?
Like 5 minutes.
What?
Are you serious? It's the weekend. I don't want to fuck with that.
Oh my god. I can't. It takes me like, it just takes me a long time to get ready, period. But it probably takes me like,
but that's the thing. Like, if I were to put on my full face.
Yeah.
I mean, it's primer, foundation, it's powder, it's primer for my eyelids. And that's just, I don't want to go through that on the weekend when we're just going to go hang out on a patio or walk around or whatever. Unless I know, like, don't judge. But unless I know that I'm going somewhere where I know I'm going to take a lot of photos, it's not going to happen. Yeah. I mean, I wore makeup for Easter because I figured, oh, well, we're going to take photos. We're wearing cute outfits. Duh.
But like, I don't know. We're going to go to Olin Mills.
I don't know. I just try to, I hate when people see me without it and they're like, whoa, you look so different. Or when I wear it after not wearing it for a while, they're like, oh, what's the occasion? This is like, I just put it on. I just had 5 more extra minutes. You know what I mean? Like, it's not making a big deal out of this.
But then wouldn't you feel bad if nobody noticed? I mean, not feel bad, but like.
No, but again, I'm not doing it for other people. Mm-hmm. I'm just doing it for myself. It's warrior paint. It's just like, I'm going to get shit done stuff, or I'm going to feel cute about myself for this particular day and or whatever. It's just, when people call attention to it, I'm like, but I'm not doing it for you. Even if it's positive, I'm just like.
But what if it's a stranger and they're like, oh my god, I love your lipstick.
But that's different than like, oh wow, you look different today. Like, you're saying I tried, also go F yourself. When the highest compliment anyone, like, the highest compliment is when a girl tells you, you know,
yes,
this looks cute, or I love your bag, or oh my god, yes, highlighter. Otherwise, I'm like, no, keep it.
That's why I always, if I like something that somebody has on or that somebody has done, I know the behind the scenes of it and how much effort it took to get that spot on smoky eye. So I will let you know.
Yes, because please.
That takes time.
Exactly.
Uh-huh. Or like nails, yeah. Eyebrows. If your eyebrows are on point, I'm gonna let you know.
That's been my biggest beauty struggle, eyebrows, because I don't think mine were okay growing up. They were too much, and then now they're not enough. Like, now people are like, I'm gonna
make up your vibe.
You know, pencil it in and do the whole thing, and I'm just like, I can shade them in, and it's fine. I don't feel the most confident about it. That's like the one thing that I'm like,
Why? Just because of the application?
I just never really shaped them to be like that dramatic, I guess. Mm. They're just kind of eyebrows. I clean them up and I try to make sure that they're not like extra fuzzy. I also have a bad eye. So if I do this one, it's over. Like, the left eye is always going to be the messed up one. Don't look at me when you see me and notice it. Just don't say anything, but you'll see. Like, this one always looks weird.
Oh my god.
It looks slightly fuzzier. That's it.
I don't see it.
Yeah.
Did I ever tell you what the boys call my eyebrows? Quemadoras. Because they're so dark. You know, y'all know those worms?
Yes.
That are really dark and brown.
Vanessa got stung by one.
Oh, poor Vanessa.
She was a little baby, yeah.
Oh, well, I have 2 on my face.
Oh, they're great. Those eyebrows. People would go for that.
You know who has really good eyebrows too? Angelica.
Of course, yeah.
Shout out.
Anywho, we're taking the week off from Fiesta, so we're having like chill episodes, not a whole lot of deep dives.
Nobody needs to cry during Fiesta.
No, don't cry. But yeah, let us know what your beauty routines are.
That would be fun.
Oh, we're back with our fashion fix. I don't know why I sung that.
We started. All right. So, as far as
that, there we go. It's late. I'm drinking.
Cheers. Okay, so have you guys seen those memes where it says coconut oil can pretty much do anything? Well, it's true. If you guys haven't tried it, I used coconut oil for one of the beauty tips on one of the segments that I did recently, and it works. Like, I was putting it into practice in my life, and I don't know if you guys ever struggle taking off your mascara or your eyeliner at night. This is definitely something that you can use in place of a makeup wipe or something that's going to be a little bit harsher. So you put it on your on your eyes, you let it set for a little while, and then you can use your washcloth or a cotton swab and just take it off. But like the heat of your skin helps melt it, and then it helps take the makeup off. So that's definitely one of them, and that's what I've been doing so far. But I went in and did a little bit more research. Did you know that you can use it as a shaving balm? So if you guys have used that before, let us know, because it helps moisturize your legs as you're shaving them. You can also use it, oh, fun fact, you can use it as a dandruff treatment, which I kind of need to try because I've been trying to use more dry shampoo lately, so I don't shampoo my hair as often. Mm-hmm. And my scalp is getting dry. So I'm definitely going to try this coconut oil on my scalp, and I'll let you know how it goes. It's going to be in a little experiment. And then also, I looked, and you can make a face mask with the coconut oil.
What?
Yeah, so you know how you're talking about your all-natural stuff that you want to try?
Yeah.
Try a tablespoon of honey and a tablespoon of coconut oil. Mix it together. Let it sit for 15 to 20 minutes. And then apply to a dry, clean face. And then you'll take it off with a washcloth. So that'll definitely help moisturize. What else can you use it for? You can put it on your lips and your body just for extra moisture.
I need to make a scrub, a lip scrub.
Oh, yeah.
Every time I wear, like, long-lasting lip, it's just, like...
Well, use the coconut oil. It helps take it off. If you guys know any other uses for coconut oil, message us.
Let us know.
All right, so we are back here with this week's edition of Muy Muy Moments. Do you want to go first, Jess?
Yeah. So a few weeks, I guess a month ago, yes, like a little over a month ago, I started this Facebook group on just kind of a whim of like wanting to be around more women and like know more women leaders and creatives. And within that group, we've really, I think, have started making some good connections.
Yeah.
I think my Muy Muy moment is not for myself, let me clarify, but it's for all of the women that have gone out on a limb and introduced themselves to a 400-person group and said what their business is. And,
yeah,
like, even if it's not a business, if it's just, like, a design thing, or, you know, they just did something cool that week, they're putting themselves out there, and it's great to see that. And I think we need more of that. We need more of, like, amplifying and saying, like, hey, that was a really great thing that you did, or hey, that was a really good idea, or hey, we really should connect and try to do a happy hour soon. I think the more we do that, the more, you know, triumphs that we'll have down the way. I think that's how we get shit done.
Yeah, and then also something to piggyback on what you're saying is, you don't really, if you are a business owner or you are a solopreneur, you don't have a lot of people around you. And so to have kind of relatable stories or to share experiences with somebody so that you don't think you're crazy, I think really makes your week a lot better.
Yeah.
And so honestly, like, having started this business in 2015, the fact that I've gotten to meet so many wonderful women in the San Antonio community that are willing to just, like, be there for you or be a shoulder or to share fun stories and sad stories and, like, hey girl, I've been there, this is what I did, or
I mean, and we're getting like into some really cool things where it's just like, hey, this is how you do your taxes if you're a freelancer, or hey, this is how you start a business if you've never taken out an LLC. Like, mm-hmm. Little things that seem natural to someone who's done it before. But that learning curve, you know, we're trying to shorten it. I think just spreading that wealth of knowledge, I think, is great.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that everybody's kind of into it and that they want more of it. And we're about to have our second event, and I'm excited.
Yay!
Just to see everyone again. Yeah.
And then my Muy Muy moment, to piggyback on, like, strong women, I just want to do a shout-out to supportive friends and family. Fiesta prep is always a hard time for me personally, just because there's a lot to do in order to celebrate these 10 days. So without my mom and without Jen, who are the people that I trust the most to babysit the store, I would not be able to survive the past couple weeks.
Yeah.
And like both, it's so funny that both of them came today at the store in the nick of time. Like my mom, she said, oh yeah, I'm going to drop off. I'm going to come help you do some, I think she was going to come help me steam clothes or something. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. I didn't know what time she was going to come. And I opened the store and like right as I opened today, mind you, downtown, we've had 7 or 8 different conferences in the past 5 days. So it's been so crazy. And the fact that my mom was there to help, I wouldn't have been able to survive this morning without her. And then this evening, Jen was going to stop by with some Fiesta flowers for a segment tomorrow. And so she was going to drop them off. Well, I kind of... she got hooked into staying for like 2.5 hours. Thank you, Jen. Because when she got there, then there was like customers and people trying stuff on and us fitting for models. And I just wouldn't have been able to survive the evening without her. So thank you very much for, I really appreciate supportive friends and family because I cannot do it alone.
That's awesome.
Muy, muy moment.
So, muy, muy moment.
It's that time again. We have our have to versus get to portion of the episode. So I can go first. You want to go first?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. So my have to is I need to just survive a couple more days of running around like a mad woman and fiesta prep. So that way we can kick off our fiesta season with our third birthday party, which is on Tuesday. The day that this comes out, from 5 to 8, and it's the best time of the year. The store has fiesta hours.
Ooh.
So we'll be open from 12 to 5 on the days that we're open for those 10 days of fiesta.
That's awesome.
Yeah, let's party, San Antonio.
What do I got? Let me think. So, unfortunately,
what?
I have to miss the first fiesta weekend, which is my favorite. Because we're going to the Valley for a wedding. But I get to introduce TJ to, like, where I'm from.
That'll be so fun.
We're going to go see the union of some friends and just really have a good time. I think it'll be good for him to see why I'm the way I am. He's like, oh, the angry brown girl thing makes sense now. And just kind of see, like, what where I grew up. So I think that'll be fun.
Yeah, an adventure.
Yeah. And the island is always a fun time, so.
The what?
The island, Sal Padre.
Oh.
That's where
y'all are going?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, no, we're going to the Brownsville, but the wedding's in SPI.
I love it. The island. Okay.
That's what we called it.
I've never called it the island, but.
What do you call it?
Sal Padre.
Oh, well, it's the island. It's right there.
It sounds like a reality show. The island.
It should be.
I know. Look out, Laguna Beach.
Yeah, that's what I've got.
That'll be fun.
Let us know what you're having to do so you get to do something soon.
Share it. We love to hear your feedback.
So that was our episode, guys. Gals, actually, I should say.
Guys listen to this too, though.
Let's be serious about our demographics here.
There's guys that listen.
Hope you learn some stuff about our beauty routines and, like, maybe you'll dabble into some Revlon. I don't know.
Revlon, BB cream, you name it.
Or just Lush. We didn't even touch Lush.
I know.
That would have been another episode.
Oh, my. That is another episode. But... I'm always such a nerd when it comes to hearing people's favorite products. So if you guys have one, definitely share it with us.
Yes,
I love
please.
That stuff.
I need to know.
We need to know.
So as always, make sure to follow us on Instagram and Facebook at iTuPodcast. And follow us on Anchor, Apple Podcasts, and Pocket Casts.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for tagging us when you guys listen on Instagram. That's always so much fun.
Tell your friends.
Thoughtful and It's really amazing.
Play us at the gym, play us in the car, play us while you're cleaning, play us in the shower.
Jen was telling me that our friend Heidi listens while she's washing dishes. So whatever you gotta do, I know. Yeah. As long as we're entertaining.
Let us know. And as always,
make sure you own your Aithu moment. Bye you guys.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.